This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
All right, this is it. This is the first game. Juan Soto is going to be back at Yankee Stadium wearing a Mets uniform.
That is right.
And this is, I mean, it's a big deal. It is really a big deal given the amount of money that he signed for, the fact that he's, I can't remember another free agent that ever shunned the Yankees for the Mets. Can you?
No, it's never happened. I mean, the closest thing was Robinson Cano going to Seattle for more money. Aaron Judge close to going to the San Francisco Giants, but ultimately ending up with a Yankee. This is the biggest one.
But this is the Mets. I mean,
right,
that's
I know.
The thing.
I'm just saying shunning the Yankees in, you know, totally. But yes, with the Mets, it's even a bigger deal. And the Yankee fans pissed off about it because they're not used to it, especially with the Mets. And they're not mad at Juan Soto, what he did. They're not disagreeing with what he did in taking more money, I think. What the Yankee fan is pissed off about is this has ignited the Met fan into getting in their face about them being the better organization, having more money, being the king team in New York. That is the thing that pisses off the Yankee fan, because the Met fan believes, and rightfully so, that this was a power shift over to Steve Cohen, because it was the first time that it ever happened. So they're going to be on his ass. He's going to be out in right field. They're going to be all over him. I just heard a guy calling to C-Mac this morning, a big Yankee fan, says he's going to be out there throwing dollar bills at Juan Soto. I mean, it's going to get ugly. They're going to boo him.
Well, that's fine, and you could probably, you know, obviously chirp him a little bit. I mean, let's be real here. I mean, it's a baseball game. It's a baseball player. And by the way, the Yankees, you know, backfilled just fine, and they added three players, or four players if you count Trent Grisham, that are basically adding to the Yankee offensive onslaught right now. And Cody Bellinger, Trent Grisham, of course, and then you have Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, they're more short-term oriented because of the age of those players. The Mets are going to be with Juan Soto for 15 years, if he makes it 15 years.
Yeah, and then there is an out in the contract, but CBS Sports Network has best record of baseball up there right now. Yankees and Mets right there. The Mets game behind the best record in baseball. The Yankees 3.5. So as you mentioned, they've done just fine without him. Trent Grisham's actually had a better offensive season up until this point than Juan Soto has. But this is the type of stuff that gets fans going crazy.
It's great for baseball too, by the way. Local baseball especially.
Well, 100%. And I do believe he thrives in these situations. I do believe that he's going to have a couple of home runs in this series. And this is when, like, this will be the first time that I'm really, really, really looking for him to do some damage. Like, I've been waiting. We've been patient. They've been winning. You've taken his sort of meh season in stride to this point. This is the time where I want to see him get ignited and be like, screw you guys. I'm here. This is my moment. This is our moment. And we here, the Mets version of we here.
Yes.
And that would be great. But I mean, both these teams are going to end up in the postseason, barring some sort of disaster. And both teams are very, very good. And on paper, the Yankees' rotation is better. But in reality, the Mets' rotation has been better.
I mean, the Yankees have seven guys in their lineup that have 20 or more RBIs.
Yeah, I think they're the most productive offensive lineup in baseball. At least they were as of a couple days ago.
And this is the point. They were really productive last year with Judge and Soto, of course. But maybe there's a little bit better balance. And, you know, who would have thought that Ben Rice would turn into the home run hitter that he is right now? And even Anthony Volpe, who's had his moments. I mean, he's still got six home runs and 24 RBIs.
Yeah, he's been okay. It's just that a lot more was expected out of him. It's sort of been waiting for him to be more consistent.
I understand that. He's not, you know, Cal Ripken Jr. or Manny Machado just yet. I mean, but, you know, God.
Tier three, that's what it is. You expect to see a little more.
Okay, I mean, oh, my God. I mean, like, everybody just thinks, you know, this should be a Hall of Famer at every position.
No, it's somewhere in between that. I mean, he was a big top prospect that the Yankees had passed on free agents at that position because they wanted him to be a star. I mean, these are just facts. And underwhelming.
What I love about what the Yankees are doing with him in particular, it's called patience. Like, you know, the New York Rangers have no patience. The New York Knicks have had no patience. They try to develop people. It doesn't work. They get rid of the guy. And then they go somewhere else and they play well somewhere else. I mean, it's just like the Yankees are showing patience for whatever reason, maybe because he's a local kid or whatever, but they're showing patience with Anthony Volpe. What is wrong with that in today's world?
Well, I'll give you an example where they showed too much patience, and that was with Gary Sanchez. He should have been gone 2 years prior to when they let him go.
But again, at least they showed patience.
Sure. I mean, sometimes it works with patience, sometimes it doesn't. You know, the Mets are showing patience with Brett Beatty.
You know what I want to say? Right, exactly. What I want to see is I want to see a guy rewarded for all the hard work and dedication he puts into his craft. And it seems like Brett Beatty's that type of guy. It seems like Anthony Volpe's that type of guy. Like good character guys that you want on your team that are working their asses off and that, you know, are going to do the right thing on the field. They're not going to be perfect every single time. But, you know, you got to have guys like that on your team.
Sure. Absolutely. But, I mean, at this point, I think that Yankee fans, I don't want you jumping down my throat again. I think Yankee fans are just a little underwhelmed with Anthony Volpe. That's all. And they would like to see more. And if this team is going to take the next step.
I'm not a Yankee fan, so I don't want to speak for Yankee fans. I don't think you should be speaking for Yankee fans.
I've heard many Yankee fans. I'm not speaking for them. I am delivering the message that was delivered to me because we all have these fans of these teams in our lives. And they tell me, like BT, all the time when I'm driving home, underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed. Okay. I don't want to get into argument with the Yankee fan, for sure. I mean, I'm just trying to be unbiased.
Well, it's not about Volpe today, is it?
It's like my respect for Aaron Judge.
Yeah. Well, of course. How do you disrespect that man? That man deserves all the respect in the world.
Like, I've had nothing but respect for him since he came up here.
Yeah, but, you know, today's not about Anthony Volpe. Today's about
Juan Soto. I wanted Juan Soto 4 years ago.
Juan Soto. Nobody laughed at you.
Oh, Jerry was making a mockery of the whole
thing. I think he was just tired of hearing his name over and over again. It wasn't that he disagreed with it. It was just, it was Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto.
When it came to Sam Hauser, when it came to Precious Achiuah, and now, you know, and when it came to Juan Soto, it's just like boom, 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 boom.
Juan Soto porn. Anthony in Belleville. Yeah. Oh! Friday, what's up, Andy?
Boomer and Gio, hey ya!
What's happening?
Hey, Gio, you couldn't be any more wrong. We don't give a crap about Juan Soto, okay? So whoever you're getting your hearsay from,
Anthony, we'll see what happens tonight. So you're telling me when Juan Soto gets up to bat, it's going to be quiet and nobody cares because a Yankee fan doesn't give a crap about him?
No, of course we're going to boo, but you don't care about it. We're past that.
You passed it. All right, so you passed it so much that the tickets out in right field are going for an insane amount of money.
Yeah.
You got people calling up C-Max saying they're throwing dollars at Juan Soto. He's going to be booed. Juan Soto himself said it's going to be one against 50,000. That's his quote, but you guys don't care. Stop.
So about Aaron Judge.
Stop it, Andy. Okay. Have a good weekend, man. All right, see you.
All right, see you.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, we like Andy.
He's a little bit off base with this. He's a good guy. But they care. And they care deeply.
Of course they care.
Yes.
They got left at the altar, and their team was floating around, you know, that $700 million mark just to make it seem like they were in it when they knew all along they weren't in it. And then the beauty is when Steve Cohen gave the suite to Juan Soto. We don't do that with our players.
Yeah.
Well, we've never done it. We didn't do it with Jeter. We didn't do it with Aaron Judge. We just don't do that.
Yeah, that's one of those things that I also think that really pissed off the hardcore Yankee fan from the people that I listen to on this radio station.
Okay.
Is the fact that it turned into a conversation about how the Mets are better set up for the future. They care about families more.
Yeah,
they're
we
just
do.
A better landing spot.
Take care of the players.
Right. Really care deeply about the players, but the Yankees do not. They're not giving suites to the families. And just their farm system is just inferior to what the New York Mets are looking at. That they hated the fact that that conversation ended up being sprouted out of the Juan Soto signing. John and Juan Tall, what's going on, John?
How you doing, doctors?
Hey, how you doing there, Johnny?
All right. Hey, listen, before I get to my Yankee point, can you believe Congress didn't nominate Francesca to be the Pope?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Congress, it has to be the Cardinals.
It would be the conclave.
It would be the conclave.
It doesn't matter, but it doesn't matter.
He should have been in the mix.
But
he should have been in the mix. Should have been in the hopper. He was in the hopper.
Listen, the whole thing with these Yankee fans, it gets to the point where it's actually nauseating, where they come up with videos. Oh, Juan Soto doesn't look happy. Oh, did you watch the video 2 minutes before that? No, right? They didn't watch that video 2 minutes before that, right? Then you get the Yankee fans, I don't care about Juan Soto. I'm just going to go to Yankee Stadium and stalk him like I'm some ex, some crazy ex, you know? I'm so glad I don't go to Yankee games no more, you know? And you hear Keith McPherson talk about, don't sit in the bleachers if you're a Mets fan. Why? I sat in the bleachers with my brothers a few times. Nobody ever did nothing to us.
That's good. That's good to hear that nobody ever did nothing to you guys.
No, but do the Yankees, they're not going to. Do the Yankees realize that, like, I'm a guy from Queens. I know they think because they're in the Bronx that they're from the Bronx. You know what I mean? Like, they think they're tougher than other New Yorkers. Well, they're not.
As most of those guys come down from Connecticut, New Canaan, Greenwich anyway.
Yeah. Floofy type of people from Greenwich and you know, that shore people that of Connecticut. You know, all those towns.
People, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, members at Stanwich, guys like that.
Yeah.
Who we love, by the way.
Yeah, we love those guys, especially when they take us to that place.
Yeah.
You know, we're guests.
I mean, we love those.
It's awesome. That's who the Yankee fan is. You know, right. Sweat, the vest wearing.
Yeah, exactly. Quarter zip.
Kind of like you today.
Yeah, I got my BEF stuff on.
Yeah, I know.
BEF, and I also have Flag and Anthem Made Flex polo on as well.
Yeah.
And Flag and Anthem pants.
Yeah. So I'm ready to go. You should be a Yankee fan.
Well, I'm not, man. Okay. Not today, especially. Dylan in Floral Park. What's going on, Dylan?
How's it going, fellas? I have a question for you. Could you imagine in 2016 if Mets fans booed Daniel Murphy when he returned to Citi Field wearing a Nationals jersey?
That's different. It's different. You know,
I know this
cuts deeper.
Booms, I know it's different, and I know it cuts. But this guy hit one of the most important home runs for the Yankees franchise in the past decade. It just, to me, it doesn't make any sense at all. If Pete Alonso was wearing a different jersey this year and he was getting booed at Citi Field, I would be embarrassed to be a Mets fan, even if he was wearing the other side's colors. I just think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but Pete Alonso wanted to stay with the Mets. You got to remember, he didn't want to leave the Mets. He didn't want to go anywhere else. And the Mets made him the highest-paid first baseman this year. You know, this is a much deeper cut. You guys got to understand that.
Well, also, you know, same with Daniel Murphy. The Mets didn't want him back. They let him go.
Yeah. And then,
so this guy spurned the Yankees. It's a different type of situation.
I mean, I think the Yankees knew that to go to $700 million for him when their best player on their team and the best player on the planet other than Shohei Ohtani is Aaron Judge making $360 million. You couldn't do that.
Well, I also think that there's this whole, well, you take less money to be a Yankee. You know, you take less money to play with Aaron Judge,
well,
put on the pinstripes. That's what a Yankee fan's thinking. It's like, oh, he just went for the cash. He didn't care about being a Yankee like Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, he went for the cash and the suite.
For his family.
The suite was a big thing for his family. And the Mets,
suites are beautiful at Citi Field. Right. Really, and beautiful Yankee Stadium as well.
And the Mets, they love their families.
Yeah, more than the Yankees do. It's more of a family place. It always has been throughout the years, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There are two guys that really should be pissed off this morning, and it has to do with balls. One has mud on their balls, and the other one has another guy grabbing his balls.
Yeah.
And I know we talked about this yesterday, but the more I think about it, the more I watch Jaylen Brown do what he did to Josh Hart, that is, I want to say it. I wish I was on a podcast because I would say it. But since I'm on legal terrestrial radio, I can't say it. But, I mean, that is about as low as it gets, what Jaylen Brown did to Josh Hart yesterday. And then, of course, Scottie Scheffler ticked off because they didn't play lift, clean, and place in the first round of the PGA Championship yesterday. So as I was surfing the landscape of sports, yeah, it all came back to the same thing, balls.
Balls. Yeah, you know, we did talk about all the ball things that were going on because you had Jalen Brunson. He ended up hitting Jaylen Brown in the balls earlier. And then you had Jaylen Brunson, when he fouled out, he got hit in the balls. And then you had the Jaylen Brown grab of Josh Hart, which I thought might have been, even though it wasn't the same guy, might have been a retaliation to the fact that he got hit in the balls earlier in the game. But this is a pure grab of the balls. And it's sort of, I mean, we talked about it yesterday, but it, like, more and more people got into it yesterday for whatever reason. I guess they kind of zoomed in on the video, and then Josh Hart's wife came out and said something about
it. Well, of course, you know, Kevin Harlan was talking about it during the game.
Well, yeah, I know.
I mean, but it's just, I didn't realize that it was that egregious. I mean, like, I know, like, I've been hit there. It's not fun, but I've never been grabbed there. I mean, and that's exactly what Jaylen Brown did. Hey, Al, can you come in here for a second?
Oh, No.
What?
You're going to grab Al's balls?
No, I want him to try to grab my balls.
No.
And I want to show people what would happen in my reaction.
No. Don't do that.
I have very weak bones. I have osteoporosis. You'll probably slap away and then I'll get broken.
I think osteoporosis is a whole made-up thing anyway. So I'm with Maha. So
osteoporosis is a made-up thing?
Yeah, so stop with that nonsense.
Wow, interesting. What a take. 888-808-1019. Do you believe in osteoporosis?
Right. All right. So listen, if you came in here and we were like playing hoops together, and he was defending me, and he did what Jaylen Brown did, I think I would have to haul off and punch him.
Let's get somebody from the Infinity Sports Network over there. They got like 15 people working on that show and zero people working on ours.
Try that on Pat Boyle.
Yeah, is Pat Boyle still here? Pat Boyle be a guy.
Yeah, we'll get him in here.
Yeah. What about him? Is he too muscular, as Al would say, for you?
I mean, I can't. You know, the thing about it is, I don't know him well enough that if I, you know.
You can house him.
I don't want to house him.
You can do it.
Al, you throw Al around a little bit. It's a little funny.
Yeah, but Al's at this point, you don't want to do it. Al loves Fridays. He's in a good mood.
Plus, isn't Boyle doing like the California Cryobank?
I don't think he ended up doing that.
Oh, he didn't?
I don't think he did. But I don't think you're going to knock the sperm out of him.
Well, I will tell you right now, if somebody did to me like what Jaylen Brown did to Josh, I swear to God, and the more you look at it, the more it just incenses me.
Yeah.
Because it's so obvious what he was doing and why he did it. I want to answer. I want to know why are you grabbing another man's junk in the middle of a professional basketball game?
I would say,
what the hell's wrong with
this
you?
This is a total.
I had all respect for him, but I mean, watching this yesterday, that just, man.
You know what? I would, the only thing I could say that he would say, because it's indefensible. Don't get me wrong. It's indefensible. The only thing that I would say that he might have said is, hey, earlier in the game, your teammate deliberately took his fist when he was trying to get around me, and he smacked me in the nuts, so I had to retaliate in some way. That's the only thing I could say.
Hey, it's one thing hitting a guy down there. It's another thing grabbing and yanking it.
I definitely agree that there's a difference between a hit and a grab.
That is a like, full-on grab and yank.
Like you've seen or probably experienced in a locker room, a ball tap from a buddy, which is the worst.
That in high school.
Yeah, which is the worst. The ball tap, it's painful, but it's like, okay, it's like one of those things, quick ball tap. You go in there, you grab.
Grab the shaft and then feel the head.
Yeah, no, it's not good. So what you're saying this morning is that Josh Hart, by the way, is one of the good Knicks in Game 5. He played really well. Him and Mitchell Robinson were the only ones you can come out of that game. Like, those guys played well. You're telling me there should be an extra chip on the shoulder tonight from Josh Hart and the Knicks because Jaylen
grabbing Brown bags
was grabbing bags.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally
grabbing bags.
I mean, it is. Think about it. I don't know about the discussion yesterday around all of this. I know our discussion, but the more I look at it, the more I think about it, and the more I watch exactly what he did. I mean, that is completely uncalled for. Completely uncalled for.
Well,
I was thinking about it. I was so incensed yesterday that I thought maybe the NBA would do something about it, but those freaking spineless creatures that work over there aren't going to do anything.
Unless it's Draymond Green. Oh, here's Pat Boyle, by the way.
Would you like me to grab your balls? You want to try to grab my balls?
Yeah, so here we go.
If you try to grab my balls, I'll throw you through that wall.
This is not how I envision my Friday morning going.
Right, well, I know. Well,
welcome to Boomer and Geo, Pat. So what Boomer would like is for you to attempt to grab his nutsack, and then he's going to show you what would happen if he were Josh Hart and you were Jaylen Brown. You ready?
Now, wait, hold on. I mean, just make sure that you're okay with my reactions. I cannot control my reactions if you go anywhere near there.
All right, so just give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
You're a muscular man.
It's
you're
a
another man. You can handle this.
So let's see how are they doing this, right?
All right, so yeah, so it was basically right. So Boomer is backing into Pat Boyle. Pat is behind him playing the role of Jaylen Brown. And Pat is going to reach for Boomer's nutsack. Oh! And then Boomer's throwing him up against the wall. And he's throwing him in the wall. The studio is breaking. The studio is breaking. And Pat is getting housed. Housed in the studio this morning. Oh, my goodness. And I believe that there is a broken wall in the back there. We have separated the wall. Stephen Waldron, CBS. And he shattered the picture of him and Gunner.
God!
Oh, that's terrible. See what happens when anger gets in the way. So we've got a separated studio here, and we've got the Gunner thing.
Too,
it's all your fault, Pat, for trying to grab Boomer's nuts. How do you feel now that you've done this and you've broken the studio?
I feel good. I know it was to prove a point. I know Boomer's sending a message to Josh Hart and the rest of the Knicks.
That damn right, we got to respond tonight. What's the first thing you said to me when you saw me?
I said, "You want me to grab your balls?" Oh, I said, Knicks better finish this effing thing out.
Exactly. And this is why.
Yeah, right. Extra motivation.
Have you ever had anybody grab your balls in a sporting event?
I have.
Really? Yes. Grab and squeeze?
I was a goalie in high school soccer, and I've had people try to do that to me when you're lined up for a corner kick. I've also put my thumb in people's tushes.
What?
You got to get down and dirty.
What? You stuck your thumb in somebody's
ass? Well, I got my goalie glove on, but yeah. Right in there. Oil check. That's what we used to call it.
To call it an oil check?
Because they would have, I'm the goalie, they're getting ready to take the corner. There would be people that were lining up on me, they're trying to grab me, and you just, bang, jam your thumb right in their ass.
Are you still?
There's no way to get somebody off you quicker than do that, I promise you.
When was the last time you oil checked a guy?
High school.
Okay, all right. So this is not something that you're continuing to do.
Did you play in college?
I continued after that.
Did you play soccer in college or no?
No, baseball.
Baseball. You ever stick to you later.
Have a good weekend.
Appreciate it, Pat. Thank you.
Yeah, that was. Unfortunately, that didn't make it to the air, Pat.
Oh, good. Thank God.
That didn't make it to the air.
But the rest of it did. Studio's
broken. Good to know that he's got a girlfriend, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at him. Look at what. That's a man right there.
Yeah, but maybe he's not going to California. Cryobank.
Cryobank.
Cryobank. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Statement. Let's go to Mr. K, who's in the Bronx. Hello, Mr. K.
Good morning. How's everybody?
All right. Great, Mr. K. What's happening?
Well, I tried to reach in yesterday, except I had to actually go teach a class where I'm now currently doing. I was Timmy Chalamet's high school, one of his high school drama teachers.
Oh, okay, great.
And I'm not sure he cut my class with the basketball in his hand playing around. The kid is a basketball rat, huge Knicks fan, huge sports fan. I don't know if anybody even caught him on the college game day. He's a very knowledgeable sports kid. And I had to defend him when someone said that they thought he was just jumping around as a fair weather Knicks fan.
Yeah, so I mean, it's clear, Mr. K, that he is all in.
Okay, so I just wanted to defend my former student, who happens to be a great guy, and we're all very proud of him. But you know, I cannot. It's like having one of your kids being maligned, and I could not do it.
Yeah, it's how my football coach feels about me in high school. I was just wondering, when you saw Timothy in high school, could you tell then that he was going to be what he is now?
You know, I was one of his improv theater teachers, and I was going to let him teach the class, but he is a very, very funny kid. A lot of what he's been doing has been a little bit more serious drama, but you can see this guy, I thought he was going to be another Jim Carrey, which is still in there. Wow. You know, Bob Dylan was an interesting stretch, but he's just a really great kid. He was back in the school last week. I retired full-time from there. I'm doing other stuff now, consulting, teaching, and training theater teachers in New York. But he is a really, really great kid. I talked to him last about probably 2-3 years ago. He was in the school last week, and some of my other colleagues said he's just the greatest kid as ever.
Does he ignore your texts now? We're very proud of him. Mr. K, does he ignore your text messages now?
He's changed his phone number so many times. I have ways of reaching him through some of his friends. He's just a great kid. And is Boomer there, by the way?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, of course you've been talking to me. Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
every
it is
day,
Boomer.
Yes.
Boomer, you and I worked years ago before I became a teacher on a show called NFL Offbeat. You remember that?
NFL Offbeat.
It was a compilation of coaches' shows that we tried at, it was in 2001, I believe, when I used to be a TV writer. And I remembered working with you on that and the late Paulette Douglas. I don't know if you remember her.
I remember Paulette Douglas, yeah, but I, for some reason the show is not, I don't have a recollection.
You're sure this wasn't Phil Sims, Mr. K?
No, it wasn't, but it was in between kind of Monday Night Football and then you're getting on to CBS.
Yeah, so, yeah, I do remember that. Wow.
I read your book. We have talked about at one point trying to make it into a movie.
That's right.
Well, welcome.
And now I remember, Mr. K. Well, thank you for refreshing my memory.
Me and Mr. K.
Me and Mr. K. Yes.
Two guys who remember your life better than you.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of things I remind you of since we have been
together,
Mr. K. Reminding you of things. It's tough because the interactions that people have with you are memorable. You've got so many of them that people remind you of these things that happened in your life. Mr. K just did that.
What Mr. K did is he validated who Timothy Chalamet is.
Yes,
he is a hardcore Nick fan and supposedly a great guy to boot.
Yes, I mean, and that's what seems to be. Everybody says the same thing about him, so that is great. I mean, I know about people getting too big and then not returning text messages, as we've found out with Jordan Davis.
Yeah, Jordan Davis does that.
I mean, he did call, though, last week. But
I mean, honestly, if the Knicks are able to win tonight and we're fortunate enough to move on and go play Indiana, I mean, I think we should have Chalamet in here. Discuss his Knicks fandom and discuss, like...
He's not going to do
what
that.
What do you mean?
He won't do that.
He's a sports fan.
I know he's a sports fan, but like he did that whole thing for Dog. He's not going to come in here. I don't think so.
Oh, he did that thing for Dog?
Yeah, he sent him over to London for the London premiere of the Bob Dylan movie.
Maybe
flew
he could
him
do,
out there and everything.
Do something for Evan. Fly him somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be great. I'd love to interview Timothy Chalamet. I just don't think that he's, I don't know.
He's a sports fan. This is a sports station, man.
Yeah, I think he's an A-list actor. He may
Well, you're
be,
an A-list radio host.
No, yeah, but that's right. Radio, movies,
TV.
Big gap.
TV, you're on TV
big
now.
Big gap. But don't was it me. It's you. You would be the draw, not me. I mean, if Al reaches out to the Chalamet people, he's not leading with Gio. Trust me.
Well, I think
I know
he's
how this
a,
works.
He's a huge Nick fan, and this is the place to talk Knicks.
I mean, he can talk Knicks with whoever he wants. He's Timothy Chalamet. I don't get me wrong. I'd love to have him in. This is one of those self-awareness spots.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about BT and Sal, and BT saying they're the new Mike and the Mad Dog, and they should travel to Indiana. And you said, well, do you have, like, you know, who's saying that, who's thinking that, and self-awareness spot. This, to me, is a self-awareness spot. I think that Timothy Chalamet, Boomer and Geo, comes in front of him right now, and, like, you know, and all his things, all his requests.
You'd be surprised.
No, I wouldn't
be surprised.
He's an A-list celebrity. You know,
but
I don't think so.
But here's the thing. Yes, that's his other life. But in his who he truly is as a human being and not an actor, he is a dyed-in-the-wool basketball rat, as Mr. K just told us.
Right, but there's like 50,000 publicists you have to go through to even get to him. And they're going to squash
he's
it.
A good kid, man.
They're gonna going to see that you killed Dave Sims and be like, this guy, I mean, this is the type of show we want
to
go on.
He's going back to his school to talk to the kids. That tells me all I need to know about who he is. He's not going to...
I'm not saying he's... I know he's a great guy. I'm just saying that when you're an A-list celebrity...
Forget the A-list celebrity.
How can you forget that? It's the number one point.
I look, the A-list celebrity is it like is Fugazi life. That's, you know, that he's playing other people. He's doing these dramas and doing all that. He's doing a great job in that. But truly who he is a New Yorker who loves his Knicks. That's who he is.
Okay.
As a person.
That doesn't mean that he's going to come in here and do the show.
Hey, this is the place to talk Knicks, baby. Bring it on.
Talk
about how great Jalen Brunson is. How Mikal Bridges has turned out to be the star that we thought we were getting when we gave up all those assets to the slag nut Nets.
I'm sure
talk about, you know, talk about, you know, what Josh Hart means to the team. Talk about Mitchell Robinson's impact on defense as long as he's not shooting free throws. Right. Maybe he can discuss the free throw shooting of Mitchell Robinson. Who knows?
Listen, we could
Carl Anthony Towns, is he soft? Isn't he soft? What is he?
We could get Action Bronson. We could get Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos. We could probably get, maybe if we tried hard enough, we could talk to the Fat Joe about his curse. Timothée Chalamet is just another level, man.
Just
We can get Ed Randall if you want, but we can't get the Chalamet's just a little bit too out of our reach. And McGorry would come on.
We could even have Tommy Lugauer DM Ben Stiller since he follows him on Instagram.
I'm sure he's done that. I'm sure he did that immediately and bugged the hell out of him. Come on. I've been in Tiki Barber. Ever hear of him? Yeah, I'm sure that's happened.
Darius Paduka.
The Action Bronson. That's a guy I'd like to talk to.
There were crimes against men he touched. Oh, so he did weird things to them during urology exams.
Come on.
Speaking of traveling to places, I did find that audio of BT talking about with Sal going out to the Eastern Conference Finals like Mike and the Mad Dog used to do, the Knicks and Indiana. So I gave Eddie the time frame. He was able to grab it. So I wanted to play this for you to see if you heard it the same way I did.
So you know how sometimes when people call up, and this is not to pat ourselves on the back. So I don't mean this at all. This is just to get to a point. You guys sound like, you know, Mike and Chris back in the day. We get that a lot, right? Because we're old school sports and we get after it. We yell. We're passionate. If we get to this point, I remember Mike and Chris used to go out and watch those Nick Pacer series.
Yeah.
To
Indiana?
Yeah, we'll fly. See if we get a little something with sales. BT and Sal.
What are you crazy?
Fly. What do you mean?
Get a free training trip.
I'm in.
Oh, I know. Just like you were for spring training until it got shot down.
I'm in.
Boone's like, come on, man. Get you guys on the field. Nope, can't go.
I think the way to do that would we have to foot the bill on our own.
Well, then, no, I'll never do that. No, that will never happen.
Come on.
No,
what about just the fans?
No, that's a precedent that I just don't appreciate that. No, I will not do that. I won't do that.
Jeez.
I'm not going to pay for myself to go and work.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
By the way, you think Mike and Chris back then had any conflicts with games, with the kids, or anything else?
No, that. He said, by the way, not only did they not have to pay their own way, they probably got about a $20,000 talent fee just to go.
Yeah, which is probably fair.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, so it was a different time. And by the way, were we carrying the Knicks and the Rangers back then?
I think so.
Yeah, during that whole run.
So that makes a lot more sense that if, you know, they're on our station. I know that they're on, you know, a station we own, but that's being leased by somebody else.
Yeah, so Eddie said when he found the audio that he thought that BT wasn't being serious about the Mike and the Mad Dog thing, that he was being lighthearted about it. But I heard it as we get that a lot, that we're Mike and the Mad Dog.
I heard we get that a lot.
Yeah,
I
know callers call up and he goes, I'm not patting ourselves on the back, but we do get that a lot. Right? Because he knew how I was going to sound.
Yeah.
We get that a lot.
Yeah, but he also said he wasn't patting himself on the back.
Okay.
So what do you take? You want to parse it and just say, only take this one part where they are
Making
the Mad Dog? Or you want to parse it as where he said,
I'm not parsing anything. I'm talking, asking you with how he said it, how you took it. I mean, it's like, I don't want to sound like a jerk here, but that person's an a-hole. Right? I mean, like...
Yes.
I'm going to say, because I know what the reaction's going to be when I say this, but I really do believe it. You know, we get that a lot. Right?
After hearing him again, I'm coming around to your point.
Yes.
But I don't really think he was serious about having them go out to...
Yes, 100%. He dropped that right into Sales' lap.
Yeah.
So right now you got Mercadante out there scrambling around like he's like in the jungle in Vietnam trying to find somebody.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, like I said, it's like pocket rocket boner gum is probably the thing that he's probably talking to right now to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get that a lot. You know, we're Mike and the Mad Dog, so we send us out there. I mean, just like they did. Just like they got out there, right?
Yes. I do have a headline for you.
Oh, you got a headline?
Yeah, see if you like this one.
Let's see.
NFL legend ignites fiery fan backlash after attacking Yankees announcer over family time drama at T-Mobile Park. I mean, what is this website, though, man?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Motoclismo.pt? Like, what? Where do you find this stuff? Honestly. Yeah. Like,
I don't look for it. It finds me.
I mean, Motoclissimo? Like, what is this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you want to say, like, one of these things where you're like, well, you're amplifying it. This is one of those situations. Nobody's seeing this article.
Well, they should.
But that's not. But that's not a. That's really not a proper headline, is it? Are you igniting family drama?
I don't know.
Whatever the hell that was you said? No. I don't know. That said, I don't know. I think that's silly.
Fan backlash after attacking Yankees announcer over family time drama.
That doesn't count.
Here we go with the family time again.
Oh, yeah, what's with Daniel Murphy, that whole deal? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. I mean, didn't Keith McPherson attack us? Over something?
Yeah, I mean,
I'd want to hurt his feelings. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't really remember, but he certainly did. I don't know if he attacked us. I don't know if it was, he was commenting on the New York Post's post about you and Dave Sims. So it was an Instagram post. They put out the article of you saying Dave shouldn't be taken off 40 games in. And then Keith responded to that, saying that no one should question anybody's off time. And then he said they questioned my paternity leave, which I don't really remember doing that. Like, I remember you. This is what I remember about that whole thing. I could misremember it, but what I remember was he was off for a very long time. And then you had asked, where is Keith?
And yeah, I thought he stopped working here.
I mean, it was a long time, and we didn't know. We weren't privy to anything that was going on. It's nighttime, whatever. And you asked, and I was like, I'm not sure. And then we got the answer, and it was like, oh, he's on paternity leave. And he's been on paternity leave. That's what I remember about
and
that.
So he thinks that we attacked him,
questioned it or whatever. I guess.
All I question is whether or not he still worked here.
Yeah, because he was off for a while, right?
Yes.
You know, if you want advice with this, you know, BT and Sarah are like the new Mike and the Mad Dogs. If you'd like to go to them, they probably know the answers on how to deal with the criticism.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And, but, like, this is, for, you know what, there are things, I've gotten so much better at, like, little things not annoying me. I really have, believe it or not. I've gotten better about it. But one thing that still drives me absolutely nuts is when people don't understand the point of either what you're saying or what I'm saying. You made it clear. Like, all right, so this is exactly what I'm going to paint you the full picture.
Okay,
here.
Please do that.
You come out and say what you said about Dave Sims. He said he's taken off already. He just got the job. It's 40 games in. And then people respond to that by going, well, Michael Kay takes off. Well, Gary, Keith, and Ron take off. Well, Howie Rose takes off. You guys take off. No crap. We know that. What Boomer is saying is that John Sterling just retired. Dave just got the job, and he took a weekend off when it didn't seem like there was anything going on, like he had to attend a funeral or something like that. 40 games in. So that was different than all the other things. Then he'd been doing the games for 50 years. If he took a weekend off in May, you wouldn't say anything about it. But he just got the job, so you said you were curious. It was interesting to you that someone who just started was taking a weekend off. If Susan had taken a weekend off, then you wouldn't say anything. She's been doing the games for 150 years. But when Dave did it, you thought it was different. That's why. That is the point. That is the thing that separates the vacation time.
Plus, they were playing the Sacramento A's.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
On top of that, so...
God, it's not... He's not... You were not saying that people shouldn't take vacation or aren't allowed to take vacation or aren't allowed to not work. That's not what you said. What you said was it's 40 games into his first year as a Yankee announcer, and it seemed curious that he would take off that soon. That's all. That was the criticism. So that stuff drives me crazy. You know, the fan back. There's no fan backlash. The F, man.
fan backlash.
Fan backlash over family drama. What? There's no family drama. There's no backlash. There's no nothing. Stop. Boomer blast Dave Sims. And that whole time you were doing that stuff, I was making fun of the headlines that were going to come.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And they did.
100%.
Totally. I'm like, this is awful announcing. This is New York Post. It all happened.
Predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We knew it was going to happen. And usually it's me that's saying something that you're going, oh, I'm like, I'm going to stay out of this because I know something. Like if I'm doing a company thing or saying something I shouldn't be saying.
You're always, well, I mean, that's your opinion, Biggs.
So what I did was I stayed back on this one, and now I'm involved.
Just because I sit next to him doesn't mean I agree with him.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. Yeah, right. I mean, you know how to, but it's just, what you were not, like, it's just how it turns into. I mean, Boomer took off, you know, a week in August saying that Dave Sims can't take off. It's not the same thing. Not what he's talking about. We were talking about the certain celebrities at the game last night and the ones that were shown, of course, Kendall Jenner and then Kylie Jenner with Timothy Chalamet and then the regulars that were there, and Susie Essman and Tracy Morgan and Gary Vee and so on and so on. But we were talking about people like Woody Allen, who apparently had been banned from Madison Square Garden years ago, and how there should be a ban on Fat Joe because every time Fat Joe shows up at anything, disaster happens. And he was there at Game 3. He was there Game 5 against the Pistons. And we were looking to see if he was there last night. Dan in Mount Olive joins us. What's going on, Dan?
Morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Dan? We're doing great.
As soon as you asked it, I went to Fat Joe's Instagram page and clicked on his story. And about 10 hours ago, it looked like him and his wife were at home celebrating. You could see the Nick TV in the background. So I think he was home. We were safe.
Woo. Yeah, which is incredible that this thing still holds up. And thanks, Dan. I have blocked Fat Joe on my own Instagram. I can't find his page any longer because I just don't want. I want to get as far away from him as humanly possible. He's a sign of if it's bad news is coming.
So you do believe in some of this, then?
I believe the Fat Joe curse is real.
All right. So like before, you were saying you know
there's nothing I can say that's going to change things.
Right, how you
there
feel,
is direct
you say.
Evidence okay. that Fat Joe has ruined things.
All right, but you do believe that there is some superstition in regards to
not
Fat
me.
Joe.
Not with me and the things I say, because if that were the case, now Fat Joe maybe he may be from another world.
Well, the only thing I worry about with you is that you are super activated. Like, you weren't activated halfway through the next season. You were interested, but you really, truly weren't activated. And I don't know if the Detroit season, the series got you activated to the point where you are right now. Like, you are in total activation mode.
Well, I didn't believe that they could be a team that could win a championship until last night.
Okay, but I'm just
never,
saying,
never crossed my mind that they'd be good enough to win a championship.
And this is the thing that I'm saying to you. So you're total activation mode, and you've taken it out on Fat Joe for some reason.
Well, I mean, obviously, there's a stack of evidence here. Like, the Yankees lost the World Series because of Fat Joe. Like, Aaron Judge dropped that ball with
right.
Fat Joe.
Like, Fat Joe
it's I mean, it's clear as day. It's just one of those things that I can't deny. You know, Fat Joe shows up at a Knicks game, they lose. He stays home, they win. There's no evidence of me saying this team's going to win, this team's going to lose, where it's 100% consistent, like Fat Joe's presence at these things. And by the way, this was not a theory that I came up with. Like, I've been consulting with our digital maven, Tom Izzo, who is a dark web, Reddit, deep fake. I don't know what some of these other terms are. He knows all this stuff.
He's a conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Yes.
And he has shown me the way with Fat Joe.
All right. So, but I'm just glad to hear that you're actually buying into some of it because you act as if it doesn't mean anything when it involves you. But I have to say, I'm tippy-toeing here because I know you're super sensitive about this. And I don't want you to get totally upset. Don't scream at me. Don't go running out of the studio. When you get fully activated.
Mm-hmm.
And you've said this yourself, so I'm only regurgitating what you're saying.
Yeah.
That your team never wins anyway.
Well, even if I'm not activated, they don't win. They never win, period. So it doesn't matter if I'm activated or not. They just don't win.
You pointed out the Vikings. You pointed out the Mets. And now we're here now with the Knicks with total activation.
Yeah. But one thing that I've learned as I've gotten older and matured is the fact that why not feel happy and enjoy these things? Why put a lid on the excitement? There's no reason to. And the reason why I was getting frustrated is because I can't, if I came out here today and was like, it's not over, this team is a championship team, whatever, then I'd be hearing from everybody, oh, you're too negative, they won the game, what are you talking about? Then I come in, I'm like, ah, you know what, I think they could actually win a championship. Then it's like, oh,
I'm not doing that.
Shut up, you're touching the money, you're going to screw it.
No, I'm not doing that, I'm just
on. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
I mean, the practical athlete in me says I want to celebrate right after the game like Jalen Brunson, and then I wake up this morning and I'm immediately thinking about game 5. And that's all I'm thinking about. That's the practical athlete in me. The fan in me, yeah, I am all in. I've been activated. I want them to win. I love this team. I loved the team last year. I'm so happy for Mikal Bridges that he came out of the darkness retreat that he was in, that was the regular season, and now has played a significant role in getting the Knicks to where they are right now. And the Knicks have caught a couple breaks here. You know, with the illness to Porzingis, with the injury to Tatum, and the injury to Hauser, they have got the ingredients down to be able to make it to an Eastern Conference final. But I want to take care of business in Game 5, and I don't even want to think about who they're going to be playing potentially if they're able to win Game 5 or Game 6 if it goes that far.
Yeah, it's just looking at the facts, meaning that the most likely scenarios as of right now doesn't mean that it's always going to work out that way, but you've got an injured Cavaliers team, you've got an injured Celtics team, and both those teams are down 3-1. So it's just project, doesn't mean it's a lock, it's going to happen, it's just looking ahead. You know, if things were on the other foot, we'd be saying that the Knicks were dead, they were down 3-1.
Yeah, I know, I'm just looking at one possession, one quarter, one half, one game, and that's game 5, that's it.
Carmine's in New Jersey, what's going on, Carmine?
Hey guys, how are you?
All right, man. Carmine, what's happening?
Listen, you got to keep Joe away from them, I'm telling you, Fat Joe is the biggest jinx. He's like Bronx there when they were at the racetrack. Remember when they ripped up the tickets?
Yes,
that guy is as bad. I'm on Instagram. Anytime he pops up, and he's a good rapper, he's a great musician or whatever, keep him away from our teams, man. The guy's bad news. I don't know what it is. You saw what happened with the World Series.
Yeah,
they go out to L.A. They got a great rapper. Everybody, they win in L.A. We get him, and we get blown out. I'm telling you, and when does Aaron Judge ever drop a fly ball?
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
That's the point.
This guy, I beg him, I'll pay him not to go to the game. Not to go. Stay away. And by the way, we're fighting a champion, so we gotta beat the heart of a champion here, okay? We're not done yet.
No.
We gotta get this one game. We gotta get it bad, man.
I know, and the players know that. And they know it. But believe me, this team is pretty low-key and pretty level-headed, I think. I will say this. That if somehow, some way, the Knicks go on and potentially win a championship, that's when you can bring Fat Joe out there and he can sing for the crowd then.
Yeah, but then it'll
and
be.
And by the way, if he stays away and then he shows up after the championship, that's when he'll get the biggest cheers.
Yeah, and I know we're having some fun with it now, but I actually, all kidding aside, I do think that there is a chance because this Fat Joe thing has grown and they got their ass kicked in game 3 and then lost game 5 at home. There is a chance that someone in the Knicks organization requested he did not come to the game.
I just think that Fat Joe should just realize what's going on. Just realize it. Be a good dude. Let the team win and then show up.
It's tough being that guy, though. Like,
I know
thinking
it is.
That you're
I
that
know.
Guy.
I know it's hard to, but you got to have a sense of reality.
But the facts are the facts.
It's called self-awareness.
Yeah. Team. Facts are the facts.
Yes.
Here was Brunson. Why so bad from the starting 5?
We're playing a really good team. And so, obviously, we don't want to be minus 22 coming into tonight. But we got to understand who we're facing. And we need to be better, flat out. That's what that means.
Brunson did foul out of this game in the fourth quarter, but he did pick up 5 of his 6 fouls in the third, which was nuts. He had 22 points for the game of the loss. Here was Mikal Bridges, struggled with his shot. What happened tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. We just got to be better. We got another chance at it, and you got to bring the fight. You got to be aggressive. Can't let
happen like we did tonight.
And then you had on TNT, you get the post-game reaction. So you had Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal talking about this game. And this was Chuck's perspective. He says advantage Celtics for game six. It didn't seem like Shaq was having it, though.
They can play free. They're going to have the best player in the game, first and foremost.
Cool. Which,
Jaylen Brown.
He's not better than Brunson. You crazy?
Well, I disagree.
You crazy?
And you crazy?
Yeah. So. When he's going, Jaylen Brown is about as good as there is in the NBA, both on the offensive and defensive end.
He's a really good player. I will take Jaylen Brunson.
Yeah,
10 times out of 10 over Jaylen Brown. He's a better defender than Jaylen Brunson, but I'm sorry,
he's a full on player.
He is. But Jaylen Brunson is like when Jason Tatum's out there, Jaylen Brown's. He's a secondary guy.
But that's
Jaylen Brunson's the man when Jaylen Brunson's out there.
So Jason Tatum is not out there now, and when Jason Tatum is gone, look who ends up showing up and taking over.
So you're telling me Jaylen Brown's a better player than Jaylen Brunson?
I would. They play different positions, and Jaylen Brown is bigger, and he does play an awesome defense. You have to admit that.
You didn't answer the question.
I would say an overall player, I would say yeah.
Wow.
But it doesn't handle the ball as much as Jaylen Brunson does. They play different positions.
I'll be Shaq. You crazy.
But Charles. I got more money to boom my size. I don't know. I'm not as good as you, but you know what I mean.
You could try, though.
I tried.
I got the gist of it.
Last hour, I played you the Tommy clips.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next hour, coming up, I will give you the reason why perhaps Tommy was as upset as he was. I found all the video. I got to get through them. I just found all the videos that Evan was posting during the game.
Yeah, but those guys are friends, man, right?
Sure.
I mean, like, he might be a little bit annoyed.
I will continue and agree with you guys that it was out of line for Tommy, but I see how he's provoked.
Yeah, I mean, Evan's he's an annoying person. Oh. And he knows how to get under people's skin.
He was.
So he's good at that.
We'll have Evan audio coming up next hour for you.
Yeah, I mean, he's been texting me a lot during the series, too. And we don't text a ton, but he's been talking about, you know, he may not get a chance to wear his leprechaun outfit and all of these things. And, you know, he bought the leprechaun outfit on Amazon. It hasn't been.
Yeah. He takes those season tickets and he goes to the Garden Friday in the leprechaun outfit.
Well, that's what I was saying. I'm like, you don't have to just wear it if the Celtics win the series. Like, no. You got it. Like, use it during the series.
You wore it not when they won, but it was start of game one, I believe.
Exactly. It wasn't after the celebration of them, the Nets getting knocked out. So I don't think it was, at least.
There's the challenge.
It definitely wasn't.
Yeah. No. Show up at the Garden wearing the leprechaun outfit in your seats on Friday night.
That would be great.
You know, that could be, they could be asking for a beating.
Could be looking for a new afternoon host.
Woo!
That could be a tough night.
Didn't we already have an employee get the crap kicked out of him outside of Madison Square Garden back in the day?
In a Celtics jersey?
Yeah, in a Celtics jersey. Yeah,
this is true. Yeah.
Yeah, look at
Who
that.
Who was it?
I don't want to say the guy's name all these years later, but yeah, it did happen. Yeah,
man, if you put a pipe in your mouth,
I know. I really tried to do the bow tie. I couldn't get on because that shirt I couldn't get around my fat neck. But other than that, everything's pretty similar. You know, I got the shillelagh and everything.
By the way, that's one of the worst feelings when you grab a shirt out of the closet that you've worn many times.
Oh, and you can't get around your neck.
And you're like, oh,
yeah. Like, and then you look at yourself in the mirror. You're like, you pig. Yes. You deserve to suffocate on this shirt. Pig.
It is so true.
Yeah.
Since we're on station stuff, you know, a lot of us have said things that we probably rethought after we've said them or
indeed.
Done them.
Yeah.
I have certainly had some sounds that I've kind of looked a little cockeyed at.
All
right.
Well, gunk.
I don't know what gunk is, but okay.
Okay.
Then you've got back in the day, I know Sal regretted this, but he's made peace with it.
I'm the professional. I'm the professional. I'm the professional, Sam. I'm the professional. I'm going
to
educate you. I'm the pro.
All right.
I know for a fact that bothered Sal for a little while.
But why?
You know
he happens. Said it. What do you mean it bothered?
That he just went after the guy as much as he did.
Oh, okay.
Once upon a time, Al had a very interesting question.
Alexa, where is the G spot?
No, that's probably one he wants back. Thing you don't say. So I heard this yesterday, and I couldn't stop laughing. Odd kind of admission from BT.
I find interactions between animals incredibly fascinating. Ooh. God, I love it, man. Like, I watch that stuff a lot. I really do. I saw something yesterday. It was a rhino and a lion.
I don't know why I found this so funny.
Because you know he's taking it so seriously. He's sitting in his house. He's watching this rhino and a lion. Going, oh, man, look at that. Wow. This is mano a mano here. Mm. Man, that lion's telling him what's up. Look at that horn on that rhino. Who's going to win? Who's got the better OPS?
He also is a man who did the Man versus Bear show.
That's right. That's the whole thing.
So he's obsessed with that stuff.
That is true. That lion's got that chase rate.
It's like a 745 chase rate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.